WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
The power of the human voice has never been more apparent than today, because you can listen to WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Simply say, play WSOY. Two words that will change your life for the better. Play WSOY. Yes, WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM is now on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Invested in space age technology.
Swing and a long fly ball into center field. Get up, baby. Oh, yeah! A home run and the Cardinals win it.
It's time to fly with the Redbirds on the 2019 season. Don't miss all the action on your home for Cardinals baseball. WSOY Decatur 1340 AM at 103.3 FM.
There's a long one to left. Another home run for Paul Goldschmidt.
Redbirds play their first game at Busch Stadium against the Padres on Friday. A 2:23 game with a 3:15 first pitch.
And the Redbirds pick up the victory.
Don't miss all the action on your home for Cardinals baseball. WSOY Decatur.
Tension between the Attorney General and the Special Counsel's Office. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Some of Robert Mueller's investigators reportedly believe Bill Barr's summary of the report did not adequately portray the findings. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The New York Times reports that according to those lawyers, Mr. Mueller's report was far more troubling for President Trump than Attorney General Barr indicated. Rudy Giuliani is the president's personal lawyer.
They're a bunch of sneaky, unethical leakers. And they are rabid Democrats who hate the president of the United States. And I can't tell you how much false information they leaked during the course of the investigation.
Barr has said he will release the nearly 400-page report by mid-April, but needs time to redact confidential information. Dave?
Well, John, yesterday, Democrats in the House Judiciary Committee voted to subpoena the Attorney General to get the full report, wanting to see all the evidence. The chairman of another House committee is citing a law and requesting the IRS hand over President Trump's personal and business tax returns for the last 6 years. The president says he won't turn them over while he's under audit.
I've been under audit for many years because the numbers are big, and I guess when you have a name, you're audited.
Former Vice President Biden has three more accusers claiming he inappropriately touched them, not sexually, but making them uncomfortable. D.J. Hill, one of the now seven women.
I would like to think that perhaps this is a time of realization and self-awareness for Mr. Biden.
He put out a video.
I will be more mindful and respectful of people's personal space.
Ethiopia's transport minister says investigators probing last month's deadly plane crash have found the pilots followed procedures to cut off anti-stall software, but could not control the plane.
It is recommended that the aircraft flight control system relative to the flight controllability shall be reviewed by the manufacturer.
Boeing says it'll study the report when it comes out. This is Fox News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Will Howard Schultz run for president? The former Starbucks CEO has been considering it for months on a public book tour, and later today he'll be at a Fox News forum in Kansas City discussing his possible candidacy, not as a Democrat or a Republican, but as a centrist independent.
The country and the American people deserve so much better, and our political class is not exceeding the expectations of the American people, and that's why I'm considering running for president.
Schultz talked to me for the Fox News Rundown podcast.
You'd be on it. You say you'd be on it all 50 states.
We will be on the ballot of every state.
You've started the process of signatures, or
we have started the process and have done the work and have unequivocally can tell you we would be on the ballot of every state.
Well, you can download the podcast now. Watch the forum later with Schultz on Fox at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Democratic presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders will also have a Fox News town hall forum. That's going to be in Pennsylvania on April the 15th. On Wall Street, stock futures have been a little lower ahead of the opening bell. Yesterday, the Dow went up 39 points. The Nasdaq gained 46. Now sports. The Phillies are the last team to lose a game this season in Major League Baseball.
The infield in, the base is loaded at 3-2. Inside ball four, and Washington will literally walk off here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
The Nationals beat the Phillies 9-8 on NBC Sports Philadelphia, the Phillies' first loss of the new season. In the NBA, the Raptors won their fifth straight game.
Former high school quarterback gives it up. Oh!
Kawhi Leonard led Toronto to a win over the Brooklyn Nets. The Orlando Magic beat the New York Knicks. So now the Magic and the Nets are in a tie for the last two Eastern Conference playoff spots, a half game behind Detroit and a half game behind ahead of Miami. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
We went to the big lumber yard that was supposed to have the best prices to buy a whole new kitchen full of appliances. Oh, their deal really looked good. 5% off if we opened their credit card and 11% in-store rebate. But they wanted an arm and a leg for an extended warranty, installation, and insulation materials. We had heard those Dick Van Dyke Appliance World commercials where they guarantee they'll beat the competitor's deal. So we decided to check them out. Sure enough, all these things considered, Dick Van Dyke beat the big lumberyard's deal, and Dick Van Dyke also has a repair service if we ever need it. We took the Dick Van Dyke deal. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reakin, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Decatur within the past month. All we do is appliances, and we do them better than anyone else. Wow!
We stand behind what we sell, we offer so much more. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday edition of Byers & Company. We are live from the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel for the Herald & Review Community Leaders Breakfast. 20 years. Dan Hampton joining next.
Byers & Company. WSOY 1340 AM. 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a very, very, well, I guess it's going to be a wet day, certainly in St. Louis. This is Brian Byers and Matt Hall live at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel for the Herald & Review, their Community Leaders Breakfast. 20 years, that's almost impossible for me to believe when I think about 20 years.
20 years. That's incredible.
Is that right? It says it right here on the cover of the thing, right?
I believe what they say. When I walked in, I thought, wow, that's a lot, it seems.
Okay, well, it is amazing. The game day here for the Cardinals, they've already called the game?
Yes, they called it yesterday. I wonder, the White Sox called their game yesterday as well.
Is that a little premature? I mean, in the spring, you never know what this weather's going to do.
I think because there's a chance of it, and because they had an open day tomorrow where it wasn't supposed to rain, they already had a free date, and maybe it's better for an opening day on Friday as opposed to a Thursday, I'm not sure, but...
Well, it looks like the rain is coming in, at least here in central Illinois, somewhere around 10 a.m. this morning, maybe noon, and going to stick around for the larger portion of the day, right?
Yes, they had flood warnings, and river flood warnings yesterday around the St. Louis area, so they were already kind of getting rain, I think, starting last night into today, so they felt it better to go ahead and give it a call, and so now opening day at Busch Stadium is now on Friday.
Okay, so everybody had tickets, everybody won tickets, they're all good to go?
Everybody's good to go. Opening ceremonies go as the same. In fact, they're starting the broadcast a little earlier than what they were going to do today.
This is a gigantic pain for everybody, I am sure, logistically speaking, just to sort of figure all of this out.
Definitely, it is. It is. But we got to work out.
All right. I'm glad. We had so much excitement around. I mean, opening day is just such a great day for Cardinals fans and for anyone, I would assume. But you're heading down there tomorrow. And what time is the game time then tomorrow?
First pitch, 3:15. The broadcast will start on air at 1:40, and the opening ceremonies will start at around 2:20 at Busch Stadium.
Okay, so they're still going to have all the fanfare. They're still going to do all the stuff. It's just going to be a day later for all of those who won. We're getting ready here. It's going to be a fun day as we get started. You're usually not here for the broadcast.
Sure I am.
Last
couple years I've been here.
Yeah, for the breakfast or for the whole broadcast?
The whole thing.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Does it seem like there's more people in here this morning?
Yes. I think there's a little bit more of a buzz this morning.
Okay. I walked in and I thought, like, man, there's a lot of people in here. Usually it's just us. and occasionally the speaker will trickle down or the organizers or Clay, you know, who's handling all the sound and video.
Yep.
And there's like 100 workers in here and they're just moving all over the place and they are ready to go. The breakfast will start sometime around right before 7 o'clock or so, and we'll have some people who are coming to the stage. We may be giving you some of that maybe not, depending on where we are in the top of the hour news. The mayor will be here to lead the crowd in the Pledge of Allegiance. There's a young woman who is going to be taking the stage and performing. And then, of course, we're going to have the Danimal. And we were looking right across the room at him. Mm-hmm. I'm always surprised that former NFL players don't look as big in person after their playing years. Maybe that's just because I'm sitting next to you.
That's true. That's true. And it blows my mind that it's been almost, what, 30 years since this happened? How long was it? 85 when they won that thing?
85 Bears.
He was a big-time man then. Obviously, as you get a little older, you may lose some of that stuff, but he still looks fantastic to me. He sounds great. He's talking to all the people around here now, and he seems to bring some joy because they're all, you know, hanging on every word he says. So this is going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to this speech.
I was looking at the slides they're playing on the screen here. Of course, you can't see at home or in your car, but they were showing some great pictures from sort of back when and that championship team, including a number of those Bears doing the Abbey Road crossing a la the Beatles. And he was that defense, Matt, I mean, this is, what year were you born?
I was born in 79.
Okay, so you were 6 years old. This is insane when the Bears had this incredible season. But if you look back and you look at even some of the people that are still playing in his band, which will be here at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater on August 10th, Steve McMichael and Otis Wilson, and they had – it's hard to explain today. I don't know what you would compare it to, but that defense then, but they had the crazy offense. They had Walter Payton. They had Jim McMahon. They had all of these players and personalities and quirks and the coaching, because you had Ditka.
Yeah.
And then you had Buddy Ryan, and Ditka and Buddy Ryan didn't get along. And it was just, it was nonstop drama, but it didn't keep them from being a winning team.
It didn't. When they got on the field, they all pulled together and got it done. And that's hard to find when you have all those personalities and all those kind of things there.
I think it was a different time.
Yeah.
You had individuals, but it was still a team.
Yeah.
Maybe not the way the individual athlete is today. I don't know. Maybe that's just nostalgia. But I'm looking at some of those great pictures. There's the Chicago Six right there. And that will be the band that comes down and plays at the amphitheater on August 10th. So get your tickets today. It should be a lot of fun. But, okay, so we now know opening day has moved. Not today. Will be tomorrow. And that's okay. All of your plans, just a little earlier time of the day. We've got a lot to get into here. I don't even know where to start. I have a stack of stuff that we have to talk about, and only half the show to do it because we have, as we mentioned, of course, the community leaders breakfast. this is still, to me, it's hard for me to believe that 20 years have gone by.
They've kind of bled together after a while, haven't they?
I remember how this whole thing started.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the former publisher of the Herald and Review, a woman by the name of Linda Lindis.
Okay.
And she was, I think that's right, there were two Lindas. Her, like, assistant was a Linda, and she was a Linda. I'm positive it was Linda Lindis. There were two of them, both named Linda. And I remember Kevin Berhaney was involved, and I was trying to think who else, and they wanted to come up with a campaign for the community. You know, over the years, and thankfully you're too young to remember most of this, there have been a lot of initiatives to sort of like brand a community.
Sure.
We went through, Pride of the Prairie. I mean, I can remember all of these sort of efforts. And their idea was to do this, we like it here, which if you kind of transcend to modern day, you know,
sure,
know it. There's always been, you know, this kind of thing, trying to identify and brand a community. And it's tough for Decatur over the years, because if you think about Champaign-Urbana, you think about the University of Illinois. Mm-hmm. If you think about sort of Bloomington Normal, you sort of think about State Farm those communities have had an easier time, I think, over the years self-identifying themselves.
Sure.
Whereas here it was manufacturing and then not so much. And then, you know, things change, agribusiness, capital of the world, whatever it might be, Pride of the Prairie, or we like it here. But one of the we like it here ideas that came out of that committee and that group of people that were meeting was this community leaders breakfast. That's how it all started. I mean, I remember having a little pocket thing that they laminated, like a little business card, like the double card, you know, that folds over, that had like a mission statement in it.
Oh, yeah.
That you were supposed to like use as your elevator speech.
Yeah.
You know, when someone would say, well, why do you like it here? Well, let me tell you. Pull card out of pocket and read. That didn't work. The we like it here certainly didn't stick, but the community leaders breakfast did. And here we are all these years later, and it is, I can't tell about the tables, maybe a little lighter than previous ones. It seems not as crowded to the sides as much, but still a significant amount of people that show up at this. And what was for a year, I believe, originally, I think they were once a quarter to begin with, and I think now down to maybe two a year. Still a remarkable thing when you get this many people together in one room to sort of, have camaraderie, share some leadership, hear from an inspiring speaker, and then hopefully take that out to the rest of the world with you.
Definitely, definitely. It's something I did not, obviously, the last 5-6 years is probably when I first started coming to these things, but it's great to see all the business leaders and everybody from the community come out here and support this event. But it's all the camaraderie here and there, but it's also the great speakers. I've driven in when I wasn't coming out here to listen to the speeches. They've gotten some really good ones over the years. I'm looking forward to Dan Hansen.
Yeah, a couple of breakfasts ago, the gentleman who was in the White House for 9/11, mm-hmm. I thought that guy was fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean, he did a minute-by-minute account of what that Tuesday was like, you know, being there in charge of security. I mean, that was, to me, fascinating.
Yes.
And over the years, we've had, like, the CEO of, like, Harley Davidson, mm-hmm. you know, which their incredible story. We had a man who literally with half a foot climbed Mount Everest. You know, those kind of things. If you're a good speaker, and sometimes you have a good story, you're not necessarily a good speaker, but if you get a good speaker with a good story, it's pretty cool. And I can't imagine here at the beginning, and Dan mentioned this in the other morning when we interviewed him, you know, the home of the Decatur Staleys, which became the Chicago Bears, and still, as great as the Bears were this past season, and as we talked about with Dan, you know, one field goal away from, you know, who knows what, that team still epitomizes the Chicago Bears. I mean, you can go back to Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo and everybody of a certain age who's male watched Brian's Song, and we all cry at that movie. But the Chicago Bears, it's the 85 Bears.
By far. Anytime you mention the Bears, that first team is what comes up. 85 Bears is what comes to mind every time.
Yep. So pretty amazing stuff. It looks great, and it's good to see them moving around. You never know when you get to, like, the former NFL players. Sometimes you look and you just go, I was on the sideline of a Bears game a few years back with Jim Kimmons mm-hmm. doing the CBS thing, and Dick Butkus was there.
Yes.
And my God, it was heart-wrenching to watch that man walk 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, part of that is age. I mean, it's not all football. But a lot of it is. And so sometimes when you just don't know what you're going to get.
You don't. I mean, you hope for the best, but you never know. They put their body through hell for 8, 9, 10 years.
Well, players of that generation and Dan Hampton's generation, more so maybe than today, the equipment, the athleticism, you know, the use of drugs, all the stuff that was so different back then as it is today, you kind of wonder. So he looks great. It's good to see that. All right. We did bring, and I don't know if Dan was part of this. In 1996, which would have been, you know, just about 10 years after that 85 Super Bowl team, right before I went to work here at the radio station, I was working at the Park District, and we partnered up with a grant, and I don't remember how all this happened particularly, but we brought several of the Bears to the Decatur celebration.
Okay.
And I want to say it was 96. It could have been 95, but I think 96. And I remember who was the big tight end they had? Emory Moorhead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
I remember Emory Moorhead was there. There were several, three or four, Steve McMichael, you know, and they came down. Basically, they spent a day at the celebration just signing autographs and meeting people, and we had a booth. I don't even remember where the booth was. I think it was like where ADM is now in the green space, sort of that former block of water up a little north from us at the station. And they were great. And the fans were just lined up the entire day just to get autographs and pictures. And I thought that Dan was one of those. He said to us the other day on the in the interview that he had never been to Decatur before, so maybe it wasn't. Maybe I know there were a couple of members of that vaunted defense that were there, and I know maybe Steve McMichael was one of those.
Sure.
All right, so when you grew up, were you a Bears fan? You were a Cowboys fan? How did this Cowboys thing happen, just out of curiosity?
Cowboy fan. My dad is originally from Oklahoma.
Barry Switzer?
Yes, still a Boomer Sooner to this day. Beth and I talk about this a lot. So there was kind of that southern tip there. My brother, who is 7 years older than me, would go down to Oklahoma a lot to visit family with dad, and became a Cowboy fan that way. I was a Bear fan at 6 years old because they were all over the place. Fridge Perry, you know, that was a character that I loved seeing. He was a G.I. Joe character, for goodness sake. So there was, I kind of latched onto the Bears, owned the Super Bowl shuffle, still have it memorized, sadly, and could break it out whenever you needed to.
And, by the way, we also learned in our interview the other day with Ann Hampton that he did not participate in that video. And I tell you this. That's the best decision anyone made 30 years ago.
Sure, I agree. I definitely agree. With the Bears there, and then after the 85 Bears have the Super Bowl happens, then I kind of started Tony Dorsett, Herschel Walker. I then started bleeding the
Cowboys. You remember Dorsett and Herschel Walker? Now, that would have been pre-85 Bears.
Yes, I remembered them beforehand. I remember Tony Dorsett. Danny White was one of my brother's favorite
quarterbacks. Danny White, not Roger Staubach. Danny White.
Danny White was up there. So that's kind of where I kind of joined that. Tudell Jones, you know, Randy White, all those guys. There, okay, kind of like the Cowboys here and there. And just before they drafted Aikman, all that stuff there, I was full into the Cowboys at that point in time. And then, thankfully, for my luck,
isn't that a big stretch between Danny White and Troy Aikman, or was that the succession?
Gary Hogaboom was there.
Gary
there was,
Hogaboom.
Oh my goodness, there's a few other ones now. I'm blanking on who they were.
That's okay.
They weren't great. They had some struggles for sure.
Now, when I was a kid, I loved Tony Dorsett.
Yeah.
He was out of Pitt, and as a rookie. With the Dallas Cowboys, and yet who was the number 44, the fullback that they had in the backfield with him that had thighs like the size of you?
And that's where I'm drawing a blank right now, because I'm thinking Bears right now.
No.
I can't think of what his name is. I know who you're talking about, but I can't think of his name.
He was about 5'4", 220 pounds.
Sure.
And he looked like a bowling ball. And, of course, you mentioned Ed Tuttle Jones, and they had the linebacker that was crazy. That team was pretty amazing. Because I was someone, at that time, you were either the Steelers or the Cowboys. Yep. You know, those were your choices as far as, like, what may be the Patriots today that were perennial, sort of, like, always in and around or going to, you know, and then at the end of that, at the tail end of Roger Staubach comes Joe Montana and the 49ers, right? So you had those national teams that would be like maybe the Bulls with Michael Jordan, where it got beyond region because they were there all the time, and they called the Cowboys America's team.
They did. They still do it, even though it may not be true.
The Robert Newhouse?
Yeah.
That's the fullback?
Yeah, that sounds right, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Newhouse. That sounds right.
Yeah.
I mean,
that guy was cool to watch.
Yeah.
They don't even have fullbacks today, but it was fun back then. So the Cowboys were fun to watch.
They were fun to watch. And they were fun to watch back then, although I remember, I believe the 85 season, the Bears beat the Cowboys 44-0, I think. And that was a humbling day for my brother. Of course, I was six, didn't really know anything about a lot about sports, but I thought, wow, my team beat your team. But I remember that was the cover of Sports Illustrated, I think, 44-0 with a question mark. Like, wow, that was the Cowboys weren't awful, and that was a beatdown by the Bears. So that just kind of shows how great they were in 85.
They really were. And if you were of a certain age, of course, you go back at that time, the Green Bay Packers were not, you know, much. If you look at the division, the Bears were never really great until that season, mm-hmm. And then didn't really capture much after that. I mean, it wasn't a long-term run. If you grew up at my age, you had Walter Payton. Walter Payton actually came to Decatur a number of years ago for what was known as the Athletic Hall of Fame.
Yes. Yes, I do remember that.
I don't know what happened to that.
I don't.
Does the Hall of Fame close? Does it just go away? I mean, there wasn't an actual hall. But they gave an award away. I emceed it one year when I think Teresa Grintz, do you remember the,
yes.
the women's basketball coach for the University of Illinois that was quite the – she was – and she was like just on all the time. and I know they brought in Dave Wannstedt one year. They brought in I can remember Johnny Bench one year. I sat right here a table or two away here from here. When Johnny Bench was the speaker, and they brought in Walter Payton, and they brought in a number of people. I know Chris Olsen was involved in that in a big way. And then they would put local people in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Like local athletes, coaches. I remember the year that I this is always the fun thing about being an MC, and we're running late for a break here, but they give you a script to read.
Sure.
If you're an MC. And I don't know if – what's the percentage of the audience that's ever been an MC? Like 0.5%. I mean, where you had like literally stand up in front of a room full of people and they give you a script, and they were honoring that night. The founder of the Macon Speedway was one of the people.
Okay.
And so I read the script and I believe it was his widow or his wife comes up and tells me like, you know, thanks, you got his name wrong or something like that. And I'm like, okay, you know, it's a script. I have no idea. But I always remember that because she was like just seriously PO'd.
Sure.
And I get it.
Yeah.
But it was like, okay.
Yeah. Does it look like I've set foot in Macon Speedway before? I would know this, but.
She was, and I get it. She was myth, but it was like, it's a script. I have no idea. And it was a pretty cool thing, but we had all these great players here. Johnny Bench was a very nice guy.
Sure.
Very nice guy. Big hands. You think of like catchers and stuff. You notice like up close. But here's the thing about professional athletes. Every time I meet one, you kind of go, unless it's Shaq or somebody that's just some sort of like anomaly of physics, you go, okay, they look like normal people.
I get that way, but baseball players are different for me only because they look smaller on TV. So Andy Bennis, for instance, my brother and I went to a Cardinal game, and Bennis was actually going through the stands doing some running, and we ran into him. And he was as big as my brother and I. But on TV, he doesn't look that big.
I think it's the uniforms in baseball.
It is. So I thought, wow, you're 6'6". Crazy.
All right, we've got to take the break. Carl Miller is going to join us on the other side. Our broadcast today presented by Hickory Point Bank Invested, and we'll be bringing you Dan Hampton and all of the great stuff here from the Community Leaders Breakfast. Here's Matt Hall with your WSOY three-day forecast.
All right, for today, showers mainly after 1 p.m. with a high near 57 degrees. For tonight, showers still, mostly before 11 p.m. with a low around 48. For your Friday, patchy fog in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 61 degrees. For your Friday night, mostly cloudy again with a low of 48. And for your Saturday, hey, partly sunny skies and a balmy 70 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 47 degrees.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
The power of the human voice has never been more apparent than today, because you can listen to WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. simply say, play WSOY. Two words that will change your life for the better. Play WSOY. Yes, WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM is now on your smart speaker. Thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Invested in space-age technology.
How much is too much screen time for kids? And can it cause long-term damage? DMH Newslink host Michaela Hunt sits down with family medicine doctor Snehal Kumar to talk about screen time and your kids.
Well, there's been certain trials, and it does show, especially between 2 to 7 years of age, if they're getting more than 7 hours, there is definitely brain developmental delays.
Watch the video now at NowDecatur.com or the NowDecatur Facebook page. DMH Newslink with NowDecatur, your trusted source for the latest in healthcare news.
You're listening to Byers & Company, live from the Community Leaders Breakfast, brought to you by Hickory Point Bank on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Seeing some Bears gear already as people arrive here. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I didn't think about
cool.
that.
I wondered it was going to happen.
I didn't dress appropriately.
I'm wearing a green tie like an idiot.
Well, you're wearing a tie. And a suit.
Yeah, this is all different, all kinds of
women. And a suit, Matt.
And a suit.
A suit. It's like a job interview today. What's going on here?
Leaders are here. I might as well, just in case.
Carla Miller. Look at that. That's Jim Kelly. Did you see the picture there? It brings back all kinds of nostalgia. They got this slideshow that's rolling in the background here from Dan Hampton's NFL career. And you start to see all kinds of old faces. 20 years. That's crazy that this has been going on. You think about, it's been 30, plus years since the 85 Bears. It all seems like, sometimes it seems like a very long time ago, and sometimes it doesn't seem like that all that long ago at all. You know what I mean? You ever have those feelings where it's kind of a simultaneous feeling?
Yes.
Like that was a long time ago, or no, it really wasn't.
Yeah, and there's that moment of, oh, my gosh, it was that long.
And then you go, then the older you get, you go, how old am I? I mean, that's the thing that comes next. Carla Miller joins us from Hickory Point Bank. By the way, if you haven't seen the latest invested video with Macon Resources, you really need to check it out. It's great.
Oh, it is.
Isn't it fun? Really enjoying telling the stories of these great local organizations and businesses that make a difference in the community and what a local bank means to them and how all of that works together. It's a great series. So check it out at NowDecatur.com if you haven't seen it yet. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. I was listening to your broadcast earlier about Linda Lindis and Marty Andreas and
Marty, yes. Yeah.
And the Decatur, we like it here. And you know what's really funny, Brian, is that people, because they know Marty was involved, people think that I'm involved. So they come up to me and say, hey, Carla, Decatur, we like it here. I'm like, hey, it was not me. I did not come up with that.
I love that she's gonna qualify that right off the bat. That was not my idea. That did not stick. The breakfast portion of it did.
That's right.
And here we are 20 years later. I can remember being at the Herald and Review at a meeting for the first meeting of this, and it doesn't seem like yesterday, but it doesn't seem like 20 years ago
no,
either.
It does not.
But it was a campaign, and there's been several campaigns over the years, right? I mean, that's just sort of the way community
you're right.
works.
The little business card that's
the little laminated thing.
I remember
this. Yeah, it's like I'm supposed to have this with me at all times to pull out in an elevator.
Well,
which
you ask?
Yes.
Rip it out.
Let me tell you why I like it here, Mister. So it was a lot of fun, Marty. God bless his soul. Yeah. He was an interesting cat. And I every year I remember getting like a wreath at Christmas, right? And the pictures of flowers, like in frames.
Yes.
Like, I mean, not just a picture.
Right.
A framed picture, like put on your nightstand. And all of these strange sort of things. He had a lot of eclectic sort
Very
of habits,
eclectic.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Marty was a part of that. Kevin was a part of that. I was trying to think through
Linda,
the list. Linda?
Maybe Joel Fletcher?
Joel would have been at the radio station then. You sort of blend all that together.
You do,
but anyway, I make fun of the We Like It Here thing just simply because it's, there were others. Downright Delightful was one that really,
I want all these T-shirts. I would love to have all these T-shirts.
I should have kept all of them. Right? I had hats, whatever. It was people trying to, look, we've never in this community done a really good job sort of self-identifying. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, we were manufacturing, are we agribusiness, are we whatever. There's no, although I think ADM probably is close to anything as being an yes. anchor to the community, but it's not like being a university town where you're the U of I. Mm-hmm. Just by, no one in Champaign-Urbana had anything to do with that, you know, today. It's just that's where it is, and so that's how they identify. So I think that's what all these campaigns have been about.
I think you're right. And what's so funny is that, so what? So we don't need to self-identify.
No.
We got it going on.
Yeah, we're just fine. Thank
yeah,
you very
right.
much. Exactly. But that's how this breakfast started, and here we are 20 years
yeah.
later.
Yeah, and it's amazing. And I will tell you, too, I get so many people who say, hey, thank you so much for sponsoring this because I'm on the road or I'm traveling and I can listen to it. And they love the speakers. And so many people have commented about the 9/11 speaker today.
Oh, well, he was great.
Yes.
He was riveting.
Yes.
I mean, I didn't know what that was. Oftentimes you get handed a pamphlet. Now,
right.
now we know Dan Hampton. I mean, we watch,
right.
you know, the NFL. But a lot of the folks who come in, you know, okay, it's an interesting story. Here is a brochure.
Yes.
And then they get up there and they're just magnetic. And you're like, wow, that guy
yes.
was incredible.
He was. And I felt the same way. I didn't know I was just coming in to hear a speaker. And, wow, it was like you didn't look at your watch. You
no.
just were you were just riveted, like you said. It
well,
great.
It's pretty cool that we're able to bring you the broadcast courtesy of Hickory Point Bank. And as you said, you know, there's 600-700 people here
yeah.
in the morning to see this, which is a great crowd. But there's thousands that are able to enjoy it, you know, because they can't get off work or
right.
they can't come and spend an hour and a half or 2 hours here, or they can listen to the podcast later or
yeah.
whatever. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it, and I like it here.
Well, you guys have always been. tell me why, Carla. Pull out cards. There's been some great behind-the-scenes stuff with this breakfast with Carla over the years as well. I won't get into those stories, but just fun.
Maybe we're at a bar some night drinking. You can come hear our story. We'll tell you.
Maybe,
yeah.
That was one of the funnier ones that ever has been. How are things going with the bank? You guys are just, man, you keep adding just stellar talent, promoting people.
Yeah.
And I look at your press releases when they come out, and I'm thinking, okay, man, the names you guys have assembled over the years, and I know this is important to Tony and,
yes.
and the whole crew, is that, you know, not only are you the local bank, but I mean, your faces are the local faces.
Well, Tony and Corky and our board of directors, you know, John Skeffington, Doug Schmalz, people like that who are, David Rathjay, they're looking at people who have experience and quality people. And when they find one, they're like, they talk to them and say, hey, you know, let's talk about coming to work with Hickory Point Bank.
Yeah.
So they really have aligned themselves well with great
No
people
kidding. I saw
community.
Dave Brandon walking
yes,
in a little
Dave
earlier.
Brandon,
you know, you think
yes.
about folks just that have been a part of this community for a very long time.
Yes.
I don't know what your if you add up all of the years of experience,
yeah.
you know, like
yeah.
of that crew, it's an impressive
hundreds
number. Thousands maybe.
Yeah.
yeah, who knows? I mean, of being in the community making
yeah.
a difference.
And what's so nice about it is, you know, we live here, we work here, we you know, we enjoy the same things that everybody else does. We're sad about the things that happen, like the fire of the coffee house.
Oh,
you know, just
man.
You know, so we're it's we live and breathe it, and which is nice.
Well, let me tell you why there is a difference. And there is a difference. And as someone who both gives and asks people to give on a regular day in and day out basis, the difference of being able to go to a Carla, to go to a Dave, to go to a Corky, to go to a Tony and say, hey, will you support something, is a phone call or a face-to-face conversation by walking across the street. Other banks, it is like trying to figure out where their home office is and what state and,
yeah.
and finding who it is that's sort of, and then try to convince them about a community that they don't know anything about.
Right.
And that is a huge difference.
It is. And
it goes back to the days of sitting in Dale Arnold's
yes,
office, right?
Yes,
I mean,
right.
It's not any different today as far as, you know, being able to have those conversations.
It's human connection. There was a gentleman who came in and his grandson opened an account, and I knew him from when we worked at ADM, and he said, now, to his grandson, if you have any questions, you come and talk to Carla. And he comes in every once in a while. He'll say, hey, I just have a question about this or a question about that. Now, who else? I mean,
that's exactly
right.
I'm just telling you folks that there is a difference. And as we always encourage people to support your local businesses, because they have to support each other.
Right.
I mean, that's just we live in a day and age where our people are fractured more than ever on how they do their everything, shopping. And
true.
You get it. You know, you guys have I think your branches, your new branch, I know in Forsyth is going to be cool, the one in South
yes.
Shores, combining the old school face-to-face service with the new school technology where you're sort of blending that experience, because I do think people still want to see a face. And as great as convenience is, yes, you guys have managed to sort of capture both.
Yeah, and that's the great part of that. We can capture both. We have the technology. We have all, you know, the digital means. But, yes, we have the human people who've lived here who go to the same restaurants that you do, that go to the same events. You know, we're here today. You know, just things like that. And so it does make a difference because we're able to offer both.
Check out their ATMs. It's not even fair to say ATMs. I mean, they're just like sort of, you can print your statements. You can do, I mean, like everything from, I mean, it is pretty remarkable.
It is pretty cool.
Pretty cool. But the community's still it, right? As people are starting to fall in and arrive, and I see the gentleman who's doing your job that you used to have at St. Teresa walking around the room. And, yeah, kind of the younger generation. Do we feel old guard yet?
You know, I'm in denial. No.
Denial's
yet.
Good. Can I jump in there with
yes,
you?
Right,
just,
right.
We'll just live
right,
in that space right. together. I don't feel old.
I was going to say, I don't feel old.
Yeah. Well, you look fantastic.
Well, you do too.
Nothing old about you at all. But I do feel like the disconnect when Matt tells me he was like 6 years old when the Bears won their Super Bowl in 85.
Man, yeah. But sadly, when I'm that age is now old because I'm 40 now. So I'm the old guy.
Quit whining.
Yeah, right.
You were in diapers when the Bears won their Super Bowl. I don't even want to hear.
Look, I had underoos. I was fine. Yeah. I was 6 years old.
But it's fun to watch the future generations coming up.
And
I know that's important to you guys, too. A lot of the leadership that we just mentioned on your team has been around in the community for a long time. But recruiting that next class of people, right?
And they're so talented and smart. Oh, gosh. The woman who works for me, Libby. So, Libby, shout out to you. She is just phenomenal. And she understands this digital age. And she understands on the front end, but also on the back end, which if you go talk to me about coding and IT, you know, eyes glaze over. I'm like, okay, whatever. But she gets all that. And most of these people that are up and coming now have grown up with all of this technology. And so it's very easy for them to understand that back end.
What's crazy is that everybody, you know, though, I mean, the largest growing, you know, social media presence in this country is people 65 plus.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people are using your Hickory Point app.
Yes.
You know, I mean, so it's not even a generational thing anymore.
No.
I mean, so,
no.
You know, you're like us. You got to figure out how are you there for everybody everywhere that you need to be. And it's harder today than ever to do that, but you guys do a pretty good job.
Well, yeah, and I think you do too. And it's because we understand and embrace the technology. I mean, look at Alexa. Oh, my gosh. You know, how many people every day are joining and adding on to Alexa into their everyday lives?
Smart speakers have become, you know, your radio at home, which is the crazy thing. The messaging and all of that hasn't really changed. It's just sort of the device. Instead of having a radio on your nightstand the way you would have had 20 years ago, you've got a smart speaker or you know, more than a smart speaker, 4 or 5 throughout your home. And, of course, courtesy of Hickory Point Bank, you can listen to the WSOY stream whenever you'd like.
Because we're good partners.
Well, hey, our numbers are up 700% in the last 12 months just in the
incredible
smart speaker. You know, well, it's a testament to, like you said, just people consuming things in different ways. So what's going on with you? Are you having fun?
I am having fun.
You seem very happy.
Oh, I'm always happy.
Well, no, I know, but you seem exceptionally happy.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, yeah, I really love my work, and I love my volunteer work. I'm on some really cool boards. I'm on the Child First board, which it helps abuse children. It's kind of like CASA, but on the criminal side. But I'm loving working with them. I'm on the Symphony Guild. I like working with them and the Community Foundation. So I feel very fulfilled. I have some talents that are
absolutely
unique and that I can offer to these organizations.
The Symphony is amazing. It's one of the incredible things that we have in this community that I hope people would appreciate a little more, right?
Yes.
I mean, it is world class.
It is. And
they were just with the Alabama Ballet.
It was phenomenal.
So did you go see Sleeping Beauty?
Oh, my girlfriends and I, we went. We had a night of it. We went to dinner and then the ballet.
How was it?
We felt so sophisticated. It was incredible. It was 2 hours of nonstop beautiful music from our orchestra.
Yeah.
So the ballet is just alone, standalone is just gorgeous. But to know that we have live music that we were provided here from people in Decatur and surrounding Decatur to play this live music to go along with the ballet was just incredible.
A lot of local people in the ballet as well, as they had local kids and whatnot. There's a video up, which was really entertaining, that Rachel did, that's sort of behind the scenes. You know, she went out there Sunday, because you get to see what happens on the stage and sort of like getting a chance to go backstage and see all that was pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. I saw that video. Yeah. Very nice.
So it's all of this stuff. It takes people to get involved, but you do get – I try to explain this to young people coming up, and you know, we all have our struggles in communicating with the next generation and how they do things and how they see things. In fact, I have a mentee coming over today. Mm. I've been assigned. we did this management thing with other markets, and so now I have a young lady from our Springfield radio stations that is I'll be spending this next year with as a mentor. So she's coming over today for the Community Leaders Breakfast. She's going to be at the Newhoff table. It's not that I struggle in communication. It's just trying to figure out how it is, what pushes their buttons, why they get involved in what they do. But what I've said over the years, and I wholeheartedly believe this, you get way more out of doing this stuff than you give.
Right.
And I don't mean like profit or, I just self-satisfaction, love and connection of a community. I would wish everybody would roll up their sleeves and just get involved. Even if it's just one thing, you can make a difference.
You can, and you're right. And until you see that for themselves, see that for yourselves, to give back. It's so rewarding, and it gives you a creative outlet to do something that you may not be able to
Absolutely.
Do in your everyday job, and it's so fulfilling and gratifying.
It truly is, and if you're a young person starting out, maybe you don't have the financial resources to give, you know, big checks. Mm-hmm. Your time, your talent, your treasure, you know, we
right.
use those words specifically because
right.
that can make just as big a difference.
Right. And one thing to think about is the Decatur celebration. You know, I sent a quick little email to Jared, and I said, hey, let me know what I can do to help.
Well, perfect that you brought that up, for sure. We are having a luncheon coming up, and I want to say it's the 25th. Yes, we are, at noon. Kevin and I are hosting for potential sponsors or past sponsors. Maybe you've been involved in didn't after a while, or maybe you've never been involved, or maybe you've always been involved. We want to make sure that you have. So we're at the we're having a lunch at Bizou at noon on the 25th. If you want to come, we'll be making phone calls and inviting people, but don't wait for us. You may be a part of this. A lot of people came together to smooth over all of
right,
the bumps
and to
bring people back together. And this event's going to go on this year, but it's going to take people stepping up. I mean, you have to have it.
And so this is something that people with any kind of experience, or if you're new in the community, you're young, and you want to get involved, this is a great time to do it because we need everybody's help.
Yeah, but I look at all the great stuff that's going on, and I remember all of the great things. You know, you were back in the day involved with the Buffett Foundation and worked there.
Yes. I did for just a short period of time, just because I was in between. That's when I took my time off a little bit. And so I worked for Howard. But, Howard's great. And it's just, it's an amazing – we have a long history, don't we, Brian?
You know, really we do. And that's one of those things. It seems like a long time, but it doesn't seem like a long time.
Right.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
And going back to the very first Community Leaders Breakfast.
Yes.
And then we had a very short middle time where we were being a little moody and we didn't we weren't here.
Sure.
That's the bar story.
we look at all the great stuff and the great history. It's been fun, and I can't thank you enough. I got to take a commercial break. You stick around, and we'll let you get out here to have breakfast, but I want to visit more with Carla Miller. Hickory Point Bank Invested. Check out the MRI video that's up with Amy and the crew out there. Pretty amazing stuff. The Wes Heinkel and the Heinkel family video, which when you just think about that, 1912. I mean, they've been in business. You know, that Heinkel walked literally, off a boat from Germany into this country with a recipe book. And I've held the recipe book.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's like his recipe book, handwritten.
Sure.
It's still there at Heinkel's since 1912. That is an amazing story.
Yeah,
and they've been putting out this award-winning stuff ever since. Check out those videos at NowDecatur.com. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice, coffee of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast, brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast, brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Byers & Company podcast whenever you want.
You're listening to Byers & Company, live from the Community Leaders Breakfast, brought to you by Hickory Point Bank on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
If you're confused when you look back at 85 in the pictures, Jim McMahon will be the guy with no shoes on in every picture.
Sure.
Because he was just, that's what he did.
Yeah.
Did you see the Abbey Road
I did.
Picture where they're walking across? I assume does anyone do that? I mean, you have to actually be in London to do that, right?
Yes. Yes, you do.
You don't just find a crosswalk anywhere.
Unless it's in San Francisco you find that crosswalk, maybe? I'm not totally sure. It's a cool picture. There's so many cool pictures out here.
That's fun. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting. Carla Miller with us from Hickory Point Bank, Invested, our partner and sponsor in so many ways. Of course, we talked about your smart speaker at home. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is turn that on. You've got our streaming, our Invested series of videos. We got the expo, which will be coming up in just a short while. Gary Birschbach, who's now standing in line to meet Dan Hampton, just shows up. He's wearing a green blazer, which I don't know.
In honor of the Masters.
Of course he is. Who owns a green blazer? I mean, first and foremost, Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. You know, beyond that, I really not sure. But then he's got the Packers cufflinks. He's got the Packers socks. He is a diehard Green Bay Packers fan. So he's going to be in a couple seconds here giving some grief to Dan Hampton, I am sure, because that rivalry, I don't even know if it's as much a rivalry today as it was back then.
Still
back then, it was, you know, that was the enemy.
It was. It still is now. Packer fans.
There we go.
Here it is.
Look at it.
There's a handshake.
And he's going to show off the cufflinks, maybe show a little leg, show off the socks. Dan's just going to go, yeah, right, whatever.
Yeah, he's going to kind of like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I see you. Yeah, good. Yeah, okay, so Packers, huh?
Do you remember when, who was the kid from Moroa Forsyth that played for the Packers?
Jeff Query.
Yeah. Do you remember where there was a little, like, a torn allegiance thing there because you had a local kid playing for the Packers and you had to kind of like, okay, well, it's a little different now.
Well, kind of root for him, I guess. Throw him the ball. Throw him the ball.
Let him have a good game but still lose.
Exactly. 10 catches but still lose by 50. That's what we want to see. So, yeah, I do remember that. Oh, Jeff Query.
Okay, so Hickory Point Bank is literally out in the community so often. How do you decide what it is that you guys support or get behind? I mean, you must get inundated like everyone else with requests.
We do, but, I mean, we're so connected in the community, and that's the great thing. We bank locally.
Yeah.
We're going to have more resources to give back locally. And so,
More importantly, like I said earlier, somebody can reach somebody locally,
yes,
and you know,
right.
I don't have to explain to you why this event or this organization is important. You guys already know.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And so I think it's just like you. I mean, there's so many great causes, and we try to do what we can for everything because it's just important to us. So we're like you. We look at things that people have been in town for a long time, local businesses. We love partnering with you and to bring people like the story of, of Wes and MRI, and there's going to be some great other ones.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing
all year.
Yeah, but you know, local businesses that are making a difference in our community,
right?
And that's what it's all about. So. This is still fun 20 years later. I don't know. I can still see the Herald Review. If you go into like the Herald Review, like past the little lobby area, there's a little conference room right to the left, and that's the meeting.
That's where it happened.
And I can't remember who all was at that meeting. I mean, I know Linda and I'm pretty sure Marty.
Yes.
Were you involved at the beginning?
You know, I was involved, but I don't know. Yeah, maybe not at that very first.
Okay.
I think Marty brought me in later.
Okay.
It was his brainchild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by golly, we like it here.
Well, and again,
because
that's
it's downright delightful, this Pride of the Prairie.
You know, here you've got an executive at ADM who is working on global business, and he comes and he wants to meet with the Decatur leaders because it was that important to him and to ADM and to all of us. You know, we do live here, and we want to make sure that you know, the future is set. And so, but it was. You know, you got to hand to it. They tried.
No. I think it's remarkable. Yeah. I'm not poking fun.
I am.
Well, okay. I think. Yeah, the branding stuff can get a little. You know, I mean, you're not a community's not a slogan,
right?
And if you try to make it a slogan, But this, to me, is the community. Why 20 years later people are still doing this? Because it's substantive and it's not. It's about camaraderie and communal support and showing up here. And we're in a lot of markets. We're a small company, but you know, we are in Springfield. You know, we are in Danville. We are in Bloomington, Normal. You know, we're in Champaign. We're in Lafayette, Indiana. And I can tell you that there's nothing in any of those communities that happens like this, and certainly not for 20 years, that you get, you know, this many people to show up for a breakfast at 7 a.m. to feel good about themselves and the community. It just doesn't happen.
Well, and it's the quality of people, too. I look forward to it. I'm like, I haven't seen these people for a long time because you don't all go to the same functions, but it's just nice. And, you know, listen to the chatter behind us.
I know. I get distracted. Right. I feel like I'm at the zoo.
You
know,
or the airport.
I feel like a lemur while we're out here. Like, you know, yeah. Well, we had the election on Tuesday, so our leadership is set. I thought that, without getting into politics, I thought low voter turnout, not a lot of people crazy about stuff, but I also took that as people are fairly okay with the way things are going. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly my takeaway.
Because there's a lot of people for a lot of years that you know, you poll, if everybody's polling in the same direction, and I think right now our community is, in a large way, the county, the city, the park board, you know, the school board, people are working together. There's always those agents of change out there. People are like, no, we got to do this a different way. And I didn't get a sense of that this time around.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Which I think is a positive. Doesn't mean we don't have problems.
Right.
And doesn't mean you don't address those problems. But it also means, look, we got some pretty good stuff going. There's news today, Kevin. Just telling you. That's, you know, just saying.
Yep.
You might hear more about it tomorrow morning, maybe. We're on a roll. Dan Hampton and his band, they're going to be at the Devon Amphitheater on August 10th. That is Steve McMichael, Otis Wilson, the Chicago Six Band, part of that 85 Super Bowl team. Dan was in a band in high school. We had him on the air with us earlier this week, and I didn't want to ask football questions, so I did a lot of research. High school band.
Nice.
He plays the saxophone and I think five other instruments. He's a music
impressive
guy.
Yes.
And he also invented the Gatorade dump.
I heard that story. That's
everybody gives the Giants the credit for that. He did it 2 years before that Giants so he literally was the first guy ever to dump the big thing of Gatorade on the coach.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
How cool is that? Yeah. And he didn't participate in the Super Bowl Shuffle.
He did not.
Which was...
He missed out. There's some winners in that one.
No. He was brilliant. He's the only guy all those years ago that said, man, people are going to look back on this and cringe, and I am not going to be a part of it.
I don't cringe, but I got you.
Really?
No, I don't.
It's pretty bad.
I would love to have Otis Wilson and him talk, because Mama's Boy Otis is in that Super Bowl show. I would love to hear what his take is compared to what Dan's is. But that's interesting stuff.
All right. Carla, we're going to let you mingle.
All right.
Thank you
good.
So
Thank
much.
You.
It's great to see you as always.
Same.
I tell you, we've had a great relationship over 20-plus years, and that's what this community is about. And that's what this room is about this morning, and that's what it's about, to support and get involved. Follow the lead of Hickory Point Bank. They do so much in our community. They're always, everywhere you turn, there's something going on they're sponsoring or supporting or volunteering for. And if you're a small business and you want to stand out and you want to survive, quite frankly, in this world of Amazon and right. all of these things, this is the stuff that makes a difference. It's being involved in things. It's sponsoring. It's volunteering. It's supporting. There are business owners out there that don't get that. And I've seen them over the years. As many great businesses we have, you can put a long list together of people that don't do these kind of things. And if everybody right. did just a little bit,
right.
there'd be enough.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
You.
Carla, we appreciate
Thank
it. Carla Miller, one of our great sponsors and, more importantly, partners, Hickory Point Bank Invested. And you can check out those videos. We've got Amy Bleefnik and the crew from MRI in our latest. You can check that out at Nauticator.com and the Nauticator social media. As everyone, like always, what happens here is like you do an yes. interview, you turn around and the room is full.
Yes, very much so. It's got louder and louder over the last 15 minutes, and it's packed in here now.
Well, they're getting ready to get things started. We'll be bringing you part of this as we go. We're definitely bringing you all the featured speakers, mm-hmm. Including Dan Hampton. But depending on where they are as far as the start time, which is always usually running a little bit late,
sure. 'cause
it takes a little while to get everybody to quit networking and mingling and sit down to have breakfast. But we'll be doing it all with you. Big thanks to Rachel Devereaux, who's back in MCR today. Lindsay is at a NATO conference. She likes
Crazy.
To say it that way. We'll take a break for the top of the hour news and stories. Stay tuned.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiloh with your stories now, brought to you by Cape Air. The discussion of gas sales on Lake Decatur was the main topic at yesterday's Park Board of Commissioners meeting. Chris Riley, Vice President of the Park Board, said that the board is working with the city for a long-term resolution to gas sales on the lake. A resolution was agreed upon for last year, but due to a change in city managers, there has not been an agreement made yet between the city